Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just going to warn you, this ain't real again. You tell me? Oh, all right. How is it? Thank you. Thank you.
Well, he says he doesn't know what year he was born in. Are you serious? He doesn't know that he's a year older than you? And what you have is long COVID effect after S. That's what you have. The tiredness and the not able to push yourself the way you used to. Those folks called long COVID effects. After effects, whatever you call it. Oh, you can get it a day ahead of time? Oh. No, I don't have that at my store. I just gotta wait until the party to find out. That's the after effects of COVID, the warm COVID. They say that happens to the old, mostly to older adults. I call him Mumbles. It's my nickname, Mumbles. Now, you gotta keep your foot down. If he wants to be with him so bad, let him stay at my house. She brought her up one day and she stayed over. If his father was alive, wouldn't happen. If your father was alive, it wouldn't happen. If Rose was alive, she'd be giving her the evil eye. for the competition for attention. She was supposed to quarantine for 20 days and she went out every day except when it rained. And who knows, maybe she went out and it rained also. Today too. You're not going to last forever. What's he going to do then? He's got to snap out of this. And obviously, she's not helping him snap out of this. She made him nervous. He was depressed because he couldn't get work at one time. But, you know, that's when everybody was going to go well. No problem for that. He should be out there trying to get his job. People his age can't even get food stamps unless they do 5 hours of work a week. I like the way you put that with her sitting there and you said you're not an old man, like you say she's an old man. And he has no pension. You know, he'll have no social security either unless he has 20 credits, which I doubt he has. Because he didn't even work when he was going to school, so John worked when he went to school, but he didn't. So he probably has his 20 credits already. Because you need 20 credits in order to get Social Security. So he's not even eligible for Social Security. She has a pension. She has Social Security. He has nothing, that means. Yeah. They're talking of something through this car, not with the guard. It has to be car. He has probably stopped him from going out with the guard because he didn't want to give him any money or whatever. Because he seems very computer literate also, so he's getting to all those records, data entry records. Or medical billing, or anything like that. He could study the problems of medical billing and medical billing. And I mean, if Frankie is so handy and everything, if you don't have to go back to the country, he could go to another company. Don't tell me he's blackballed from every company. Well, give me a break. And number one, if he works so many hours, there was a big thing that we're giving him with that, where they weren't allowed to be doing that and firing people and stuff like that over that because they were exhausted. So he could have fought that with the union. He really could have. So there's something more with than that. And number two, he could have went someplace else to get a different kind of job, mechanically inclined job. Yeah, he helps Super across the street, so...
All right.
Oh, the switch is? The drills? Like a drill. Yeah. A hammer drill. So, Wayne, you know you're getting mental lights. I'm thinking about this. You're thinking that those kids are protected. I'm amateur. Oh, God. Okay, come on. And if he comes 5 minutes early, they won't have eyelids together. He doesn't mention anything about him going back to the dog. I'm wondering if they were going to be making arrangements for how to come there and pick them both up at your house again. Mm-hmm. I'm four of them. No. Like I said, I think they're pretty sure because they're getting the tiredness and maybe some dizziness and stuff like that. That's a long, what they call long COVID effect. Yeah. And it'll be, it could be a couple of months before you got to show the stuff. I think Madeline still has the long COVID effect. I'm not. For a long time, she didn't go back to work. She was in the hospital. She came home, and she was very debilitated. And then she was back in the hospital a while. And she got home, and then finally, she said, to the way she worked, she got my course, and she said, why don't you need to go to the hospital? But it's not. Well, what's going to happen if something happens to you? Like I said, you're going to get your kids out of your lawn at that point. What are you going to do? Are you going to start learning to stay in the house? Like you were saying, she says, oh, something happened to your lawn. My kids are going to stay in the house. Well, let them stay in the house with me. Does he know what she has to do to the country? Thank you.
Come home if you have a slice.
Thank you.
I'm having pizza. How I, you know, I had egg and cheese this morning. Come on, remember?
And
you got ice cream all over. They talk about ice cream all over.
What?
I wasn't all over the cup, is it?
That's what I'm rinsing out right now, Eugene. Because you
have to do it. I need to rinse that plate.
And why is my Listerine on the floor in the bathroom?
I must have fell down. I put it back and it fell again. I pissed off and left it there.
And you left it there? Right? On the 30th floor. Thank you.
Huh?
My Listerine was on the floor.
Your what?
My Listerine was on the floor. He said he picked it up, he put it there, and it fell out again, so he left it there.
It kept falling and falling, and I ran through it.
On the 30th floor. Right there. Okay. Not your money. Trying to do something to him. Yeah.
So did you all?
Then. What's up, everybody? Tommy Dillibor has been in prison for 25 years. He's only been out for 3 days. So the last time he was a free man, Brooklyn Dodgers, he killed the Brooklyn Dodgers. A man that's intrigued is doing this. We could go to the Paramount, maybe.
There is no more Brooklyn Paramount. It's taken over by Tim Collins.
Or the Albee.
You're a regular Rip Van Winkle, aren't you?
Yours. I guess you can get me out of here. Okay. And so it is.
you deserve where you're headed here. And why am I there? 32 years ago, right here in Las Vegas. I'm so excited about this. Now, for those of you who are young, aspiring songwriters, who want to learn how to pitch a song, why is this your guy?
That's what my form is. for peace to come on.
Hello.
I see a lot of you. Let me on here.
Thank you.
God, God was going to be at my place. Hey, 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 hey. Hurry up. He didn't pick up the phone, but he called me. Get it down. Get down. Shows coming along. I think good work. Thank you. easy to step each other.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. We speak a little bit early tonight, today.